Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
And now, without further ado, let's begin.
After researching where exactly Bumbo came from, I wanted to track down who brought those tapes to the thrift store. I could not just go up and demand surveillance footage, obviously, so I used the truth, and hummed it up a bit using my high school drama experience. I went in completely distraught, saying my little brother had gotten sick after something on the cassette of the tape pricked his finger, and I was trying to track down who brought it in so we could help him. I told the owner that he was just a little boy and he was in the hospital deathly ill. Not far off from the truth, if you think about it. Luckily, the owner bought my act and brought me back to his store security room. Basically, it was a closet with a television on a closed circuit with the camera outside at the donation bin. Here he videotaped every donation made to a store in case something stolen showed up and cops wanted help. Or at least that is what he told me to justify this. The owner was one of those uppity nosy types, and while I normally could not stand them, this man's lack of respect for people's privacy helped me. Therefore, I just kept my mouth shut this time. Talking with him a bit seemed that he actually remembered the Bumbo tapes I bought and had a vague idea of where they were dropped off. After about an hour or two of watching people dropping their discarded belongings at the place's drop-off bins, we finally came to the part I needed. A tall, gaunt, old-looking man walked up to the bin. He looked haggard and quite possibly homeless. His hair was long and obviously unwashed, even from the poor resolution on the grainy black-and-white surveillance video. He nervously looked side to side like he was being watched, then pulled out 3 cassette-looking objects and dropped them into the bin. "That's him," the owner said. I remember it being odd as hell. Most homeless men don't have anything to donate. Most people also don't look so paranoid or scared, doing so either unless they have something to hide. I made myself a mental note in case something came of it. He said this was a sort of crooked, perverse smile, as if he was proud of himself for this. I scratched my head for a second, then pressed him on the issue. "You were concerned enough to remember the guy, but didn't worry about selling what he dropped off?" I guess some anger was showing in my words or on my face, despite me trying to hide it, because he looked a bit scared when he responded. "Look, man, I don't judge too much on what is donated or who does it. I just make sure whatever it is reasonably clean. Doesn't smell like piss or crap, that's it. If I wanted to get picky, I wouldn't be able to sell anything." I was feeling lightheaded suddenly. Something seemed to be sapping my energy. I leaned back against the wall of the little room he kept his equipment in and tried to stop the world from spinning around me at a dizzying speed. I must have looked pretty pathetic there, since his voice went from scared to concerned. "Look, I am sorry about your kid, brother. I really am. Tell you what, I will make you a copy of the tape and you can try to find the guy." I simply nodded since the world was still spinning, and that was about all I could do without losing my breakfast there in that tiny room. This had been happening more and more frequently since I started my mission to find out what happened to my little brother. along with the visions of that damned mouse. It took some time to make the copy, but luckily, in the time it took, the world finally seemed to come to a still in my head. I thanked him once he handed me the tape and started to walk out of the store, passing through an aisle of mirrors and large frames along the way. There in one of the larger mirrors stood Bumbo. He was staring straight at me, his cartoonish eyes faintly glowing red. He stood there, arms crossed, looking freakishly intimidating for a black-and-white 50s cartoon character. I stopped mid-stride, too scared to move. He reached out his hand to the glass, then stopped suddenly, changing his mind, then looked up towards the ceiling. He looked back down at me and let out a devilishly large grin, the same grin Justin showed me before he ripped off my finger. Suddenly, the fluorescent bulbs above me shattered, raining glass shards and dust all over me. This snapped me out of my stupor, and I walked quickly to the exit. The owner tried to stop and ask if I was okay. I nodded to him, quickly said I was fine, and left the store, pulling glass out of my hair along the way. After driving like a man chased by the devil, I arrived back home. I sat the tape down and decided to take a shower to wash the fluorescent bulb dust away and calm down my nerves a bit. While showering, everything from the past few days came rushing back to my mind. I ended up sitting down on the floor, curling up into a ball, crying. I cried for what was happening to my family, cried for my brother, and cried for me. Somehow I had blindly brought this all on my family, and that guilt was eating at me. Along with the lightheadedness and Bumbo.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hauntings. I still kept hearing Justin's voice calling at me, asking for help. Sometimes he was scared, screaming for me. Sometimes I heard him laughing, asking me to find him, like when we played hide and seek. But it was always his voice there echoing in my head. I was not sure if it's linked to the other two recurring symptoms, or if my conscience was trying to make damn sure I knew I screwed up big time by torturing me every second it got. Believe me, though, I knew. After my shower and emotional outburst, I toweled off and dressed in some ripped blue jeans and a plain white t-shirt, then got to work. I played the video to the point the homeless man walked up to the bin. I managed after some trial and error to pause it at the best possible angle I could to get a picture of his face. I then took a picture using my phone's camera and uploaded it to my computer. It was grainy, black and white, and was a picture of a bad picture, but it still gave me some identifying features to the man. I needed to find out who this man was. It was my first and maybe my last source of info that could save my family. Problem was, a picture is all I had to go with. It was obvious he had to be homeless based on how dirty and haggard he looked, but that was all I could go on besides long gray or blonde hair, and that he was gaunt and wrinkled like a very old man. Luckily, the town the thrift store was located did not have a large population, only 7,000 or 8,000. I at least had this small bit of luck in my favor. First, though, I wanted to see if I could find any information online. At least get a name or something to go on, maybe an old newspaper article or something from when he was younger. I uploaded his picture to an image search engine, and since it was a low-quality picture, I got a lot of hits, 500-plus pages to be exact. I started going through the result pages, one picture after another. It was hours later before I was even a third the way done, and already every image seemed to blur together. I leaned back in my chair, rubbing my eyes to give them a break from the computer's glow, and then stood up. I saw a flitter of movement out of the corner of my eye. Odd. The only thing there was the television. I had left the tape paused. There should not have been movement on the screen. It was hard to tell at first, but yeah, the screen would flash completely white for a second and then go back to the image of the homeless man. It was just like the Bumbo tape. I shook my head and moved closer to the TV, and it was then I saw a small black figure on the screen behind the homeless man. It kept growing, bit by bit, and was bobbing up and down a bit in some rhythm. After a few moments, I could make out what the black shape was, and my heart seemed to sink into my stomach. It was Bumbo. He was walking towards the screen, walking in his bizarre dance walk he did on his tape. He was whistling along to a song only he heard, without sound coming from his lips. At first, I thought my mind was just playing a trick on me. He had always appeared on mirrors, not in a television. I was completely wrong in that assumption, though. After a little bit, he walked right up to the frozen image of the homeless man. He jumped up and sat on the man's shoulders, then leaned back against the man's head and crossed his arms. One leg dangled down, swaying slightly over his shoulder. He just sat there, watching me. I moved a bit to my right, and his eyes followed me. I moved a bit to the left, and again he followed me. I stole a glance to my left where the chair was that I left the remote on. I looked back at Bumbo, who looked at me and shook his head, silently telling me not to do what I was thinking of doing. Screw it. I decided and rushed towards the chair. With a roar that seemed to shake the entire house, Bumbo's face emerged from the TV. Only it was not the friendly animated face from the TV. He was grotesquely deformed. His skin was stretched and looked like the old leather pulled tight over an object far too big for it. There were rips in the leathery mask of his face, exposing decaying green flesh, with white maggots and worms crawling on and through the skin. His eyes were bloodshot and yellow with jaundice. As he roared, the smell of death and decay filled the house like a corpse wrapped in sewage waste and left to bake in the sun for days. He was missing teeth in his cavernous maw, and what teeth he did have were yellowed or black with decay. They were also cracked and broken like a man who has not brushed his teeth in a decade. He looked over in my direction and grew larger by the second. He wasted no time lunging at me, aiming to bite my head off into its gangrenous maw. I threw myself forward towards the chair, but misjudged the distance and crashed right into the chair. The remote fell off to the floor from the impact and bounced further away from me on the carpet. I scrambled to get to my feet as Bumble's arms emerged out from the television, reaching towards me. It was in the same state as his face, leathery skin, holes torn into the skin, and it was oozing a green viscous fluid from open rips in the skin. Along the ground where his putrescent fluid hit my carpet, it plopped down, leaving maggots and viscera pooled there. I managed to get some of my footing back and jumped towards the remote. I desperately lashed to grab the remote and did at the same time rolled with the movement to come out facing the television. Bumbo stopped moving, his arm sliding back to the television and whatever hell he came from. "You think finding me will save your brother?" he spoke, craning his head to look at me. His voice was like two different people speaking at once. A deep, bone-chilling, demonic voice, the same one I heard Justin utter when he wanted me to not touch the VCR before liberating my finger from its brethren. And Justin's voice. He laughed at my reaction to my brother's voice mixed with his demonic one. "You don't have to keep suffering like this. Your brother, he misses you dearly. He calls out for you constantly. He wishes you were with him. He does not understand why you left him alone. We can fix that, though. All you have to do is watch the tape again, and you can be with all of your family again. One happy family together again." As he spoke, I too could hear in the back of my mind Justin calling out for me again. "Bubba, where are you? Come get me, Bubba. I am scared." Oh, God. It was not just me losing my mind from grief. Justin was still alive somewhere within whatever hell Bumbo came from, and worse, I had put him there. Images of him playing, reaching up at me to be picked up, him playing and several other of his childish activities all swarmed through my head, and the room started spinning. I heard his voice calling out to me, the deeper demonic voice of Bumbo laughing the entire time in the background. It felt like the world was collapsing in on me. Darkness and misery came slowly, sinking into reality to swallow me. I was definitely losing my mind. Somehow he was making me lose what was left of my sanity. I could feel it creeping away as the shadows around crept closer. Part of me, somewhere, was calling out to me to listen like a faint whisper. It cried out for me to hit the power button on the remote. It told me that is all I had to do and I would be safe from him. All I had to do was just hit the button. I brought my hands up to my head, trying to hold in the feeling of my brain exploding out from all that was happening now. The voices, the cries, the shadows, it was all converging in, and it felt like as it was encroaching in, my brain was pushing out. I just wanted to hold it together, hold it in place for a bit longer, and I must have pushed the button when I clenched my head in pain. The power of the television shut off, and almost instantly the image of Bumbo shattered into a million shards of glass, falling to the ground like dust from that fluorescent bulb in the thrift store. With that, the madness that was encroaching in me vanished. The world was back again, and I could not hear Justin's voice, or Bumbo's, just my heart beating inside my head. I sat there in silence, in shock, honestly. I could not tell you how much time passed or even if I thought at all in that time. I just remember having a hard time thinking, hard time pushing all my thoughts together into some sort of comprehensible picture. An uncontrollable number of minutes later, I rose to my feet, grabbed my shoes, and put them on. I then grabbed my phone, my wallet, my keys, and tossed a black hoodie over the t-shirt I was wearing, and started to leave the house, then stopped myself with a shake of my head. I walked over to where I had put the pistol I bought in my depression, and slid it in between my pants and my t-shirt. It hid well enough under my hoodie, luckily. I also grabbed my pocket knife, and shoved it into my pocket. All of this I did in a sort of thoughtless stupor, not really knowing what I was doing. Somehow, in that mindless span of time, my subconscious came to the decision before I actually did. I was going to find that homeless man now. I was going to get answers I needed, and I was going to save Justin. That, or I was making that mouse bastard pay.
Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you found this exploration as enthralling as we did, please like, share, and subscribe.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Saving money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save money.